Walk with me down to Williamson's place. Williamson was one of the first kids I met when our family moved to Maryland in 1968-69. His house was six houses down from mine. He was a little technical nerd even those early days, like I was. His dad was a physicist at the Applied Physics Lab. So we immediately bonded, and Williamson and I could be seen any particular day after school at my house with the chemistry set or in his basement with the electronics or the little gasoline engine, goofing around, playing blow up the world. Well, Williamson and I were together all through those elementary years, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and then into junior high school. His place was the gathering place before we went next door to the junior high. So in the morning, Farrell would come over to my house. He'd walk from his house across the highway in Ardennes. And then Judson would join us. He would walk over from Grunther. I think that's the road he was on. And we'd gather in my house. And once we were all together, the three of us would walk down the street six houses to Williamson's place. We'd goof around there. There's a tape player. We'd rig up the tape player to make echoing voices. We'd put on some of his dad's old records, political satire. We enjoyed the education we got from him. Old man Williamson, the physicist, always had this big, greasy, black, smoking cigar between his teeth. He'd be reading the Washington Post and decrying the editorial point of view. So he was a treat. We learned quite a bit by osmosis being there in that house. Well, one time Williamson had a birthday party. It was probably something arranged by his mom. But the several of us were invited to it. There was Judson, Farrell, me, Lockhart, I don't know. Can't remember who else might have been there. Warwick? Anyway, we went off out to ice cream down in Wheaton, getting a wonderfully named ice cream treat called the Pig Trough. After that, it was Putt-Putt. And then back to the house around 9 or 10 for an all-nighter. Well, we were determined to be up all night. They had Doctor Who on in those days, and Williamson loved that, so we'd be down in the basement watching that. Sure, goofing around somewhere with the electronic stuff. Well, all of us, that is, except Judson. He made a big deal about how he had a ball game the next day, and he had to get up at 6 a.m., and he had to be rested, and so he wasn't going to do this all-night foolishness like us. And he carved out his space in his sleeping bag to lay down and get some sleep. Of course, we were all understanding of that, and we all accommodated our dear friend and wanted the best for him and wanted him rested up for that game. So we took the clock and we set it ahead. And when that alarm went off, he hopped up. He went in, took a shower, came out all dressed in his uniform, and marched up the stairs, thinking it was 6 a.m., but it was probably like 1 a.m., and in his uniform, into that upstairs kitchen, with old man Williamson and his wife Jane there, they said, "Gary, what in the world are you doing up dressed like that now?" He said, "I got a ball game." And they said, "Gary, it's only 1 a.m. At which he turned to us and he steamed and charted and chugged back downstairs and hit the sack again. That's how we take care of our good friends. That's, you know, one little snippet at Williamson's place. Turned out we stuck through Williamson's We kept up that tradition through junior high school into high school till Williamson finally up and left and his family moved away.